Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Visions of Pecos saddened the hermit. Giovanni the Hermit had been lost in reverie for such a long time, that he hadn't even realized until he looked up, that he had been walking and he had been walking. He had been naturally toward the light. It hadn't even been toward Taos in the north that he had been headed, but rather to the Valley of Pecos, just beyond Santa Fe. The hermit's head became flooded with visions of this place. It was an area without the permission of the King of Spain, nor that of the Viceroy of Mexico in the 1590s. It had been headed by a group of colonial men and women who had slipped away from Almadén in Mexico because they had felt that their lives were in peril back home. They had been led into the wilderness of New Mexico by a leader, even as Moses had led the tribes of Israel into the desert so long ago, in order to escape the wrath of Pharaoh. The New Mexico Moses had been named Castaño de Sosa. The times had been desperate ones for these secret Jews. The reigning monarchs had decreed that Christian Catholics should be exiled from Spain. Many of them had fled to Portugal, also on the Iberian Peninsula, but within a few years the long-reaching arms of the Inquisition had found them there, too. Many of them had tried to hide the true nature of their faith in various. Some of their compatriots in Toledo, Spain, had even painted huge crosses on their family crests. It was symbol might protect them from the wrath of the Christian sword. They had even taken the family name of Cruz and adopted it as their own last name. Now, here in New Mexico, the ancient Hebrew diaspora and exaspora had been played out. People whose played out names like Sosa, like Sores Ramirez, Darte, Rodriguez, Perez, Rodriguez, Ayelen, Rodriguez, no, were being sought out or be to be by the down quietly on top of the hill overlooked top Pecos Valley looked up as he fixed his eyes as he fixed his tears and he wept. Then he wept as Jeremiah the prophet long ago over the iniquity of the iniquity. He could distinguish the place where the auto de fe had been set up. It was here that the Jews had been burned at the stake, to be themselves. He could imagine how the crypto Jew their faith by hiding it in the most unlikely. There were tales of an ancient crucifix that had been found immured into the walls of a church. When it was investigated, it was found that the corpus of the Jesus hanging on the cross was hollow from the back. Inside his secret chest cavity, there was a small leather pouch, and inside the pouch was a tiny little scroll with little Hebrew characters written upon it. Ah, it had been the mezuzah. Giovanni's heart had quickened at the idea that within that unnamed village, these crypto-Jews had pretended to pray before the crucifix while secretly acknowledging the secret message of the mezuzah held within the body of Christ. He marveled at the idea that Christians themselves, when it was their religion that had been threatened by the official Roman pagans, had found similar ways to hide their faith. They had disguised their crosses by adding crescent moons to their base and pretending that it was an anchor and that they were sailors. They would draw the shape of a rainbow upon the ground, and if another Christian came and drew another rainbow that completed the ictus, that is, fish in Greek, it meant that he too was a fellow Christian. Then they would meet secretly in the catacombs. As the tears of the hermit fell to the ground, his hands had unconsciously began to unfasten the whip of plaited yucca strands held at his waist. He swung the whip upward and across his shoulders as he lamented bitterly in Greek, Kyrie eleison. Again he cried out for forgiveness, expiating on behalf of his Roman and Spanish and Portuguese ancestors who had killed the Jews. Kyrie eleison, Lord have mercy, he cried again. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.